What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, but also known as That Chick Angel. And I'm joined by my sexy co-host, my husband of 14 years.
I am the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Tell them who you are, baby.
Marcus Tanksley.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Also known as Marcusine on the Gram. Also known as Tank.
Also known as
amongst
sexy,
other things.
Sexy.
Tanks of Tanks Riders.
Liz.
This is a weekly podcast. We want to thank you for tuning in.
All of
that. We talk about any and everything we want to do every single week. Current events, not so current events. Family, friends, heifers, heifos and heifets.
Mm-hmm.
All the business. That's what we talk about.
Of the business he can get. And we are so excited that you're here tonight or whenever you're watching it. We're also joined by our Patreon that is in the comment section watching this live, seeing us, you know, just really walk in this podcast together.
Stop it.
What? Do you want me to stop?
That.
What's that?
Whatever character you're in.
Oh, that. The whatever we do together. Yeah. Not that girl.
No,
okay.
Not her.
You too
do
can
you,
watch.
Okay.
I want
the angel.
You.
No.
Do you.
Be the one that I like.
Oh, well, then I need to leave.
Finally, you get it.
You can be a part of our Patreon for the low, low of $5. You'll get these podcast lives, the other podcasts we do live, as well as other special events.
Absolutely.
And you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchick. Wow. That Chick Angel has an unprofessional host. I'm over here being professional.
How are you?
Holding us to the top tier type of, you know, quality. And you want to have a big, loud text message, tink-tonk.
It's called a notification.
That's what it sounds like. That's my impersonation.
Yeah, I figured.
Doesn't that sound like
tink-tonk? No, it don't.
I didn't have that much bit. Tink-tonk.
Why does it sound like statics in your voice? Like you a AM radio or something. No, stop it.
We also want to give a shout out to our sponsors who... What?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Do it again.
Our sponsors are Monk Pack, Ana Luise, Ritual, and Storyworth. You will hear more about them later on in this podcast, and we make sure you support them. You support them, you support us. Help us do all this stuff and get lights and stuff to get knocked over because they're too close to a closet.
You were going to say we what? I heard you say we, and then you stopped. Were you speaking French?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, my husband did take French.
I took French and Spanish.
Yeah, he did. Say something to me, say something.
Yeah, you already know. All right.
All right. Babe.
What's happening?
Which one are we doing today? Because we got two segments that we start this podcast off with. We're telling you this if this is your first time listening. We either do In My Feelings, which is kind of an update of what has got us pissed off or got us in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tanksley Pride.
Which is about our four boys. Or something dealing with thereof. What you want to do?
No, we're not going to do it that way. I asked you first, so you have to answer.
Anyway, let's do... I feel like we ain't done... actually, the past couple of weeks, one has tied into the other.
Uh-huh.
So let's do In My Feelings.
Would you like for me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. What's got me in my feelings, feeling good, is that...
Feeling good.
I'm excited. We met with our CPA. First of all, we changed CPAs this year. I liked my CPA before. He's great. He was actually a brother to one of my classmates. His dad did my taxes one point in time. Was amazing. But... I don't know if you all know this. I've mentioned it a couple of times. I am honestly making a like real concentrated effort and doesn't always happen to redirect my money towards black businesses. So I wanted a black CPA. However, I'm not going to do it and jeopardize my own, you know, well-being.
Because y'all know we be messing up.
Yeah, sometimes we mess up. You know what I'm saying? But one of my sorority sisters, she was our like financial secretary, and at our chapter meeting, she would they always have like a financial literacy portion, and she would go up there and be dropping like nuggets that I was just like, how in the world how do you know this? So I ran into her at a car wash pre-pandemic, and that's when she told me her family owns a financial management company. And I had been saying that I wanted to switch over to her.
You ran into her at a car wash?
You were there with me.
I didn't know you was with me. I thought we recognized each other.
No. I said,
I think we may have recognized each other after that at the same car wash as
well. More likely.
Yeah.
And so she is now our CPA. We started our S-Corp business. Mm-hmm. And praise God, 2021... even with my husband retiring, has been a very good year for us business-wise.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely a smart move to have Marcus step away from his job.
It was. Now. Like, for real.
So, fast forward to our meeting with her. We're now in a different predicament because we've never... I own Mama Likes, but she's even having to now manage the finances of that.
This is so perfect. It's crazy about what the subject that I picked for today.
Oh, perfect. Even with Mama Likes, this will be the first year that Mama Likes is filing taxes. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that I was able to get Mama Likes up and running is still a miracle to me. And I'm still going to drop a box. It's going to be...
Yeah, I feel the same about man shit. I'm just like...
But you got to understand, with man shit, it was just go do it. With Mama Likes, because I had to get from vendors, I had to be, like, all of my stuff together. But now I don't know what I'm doing. So... we have been very, y'all might have seen me buy a couple of purses and a couple of expensive shoes, but to be honest, we have been very conservative with our money. We have not purchased anything. Like, we have been keeping our money
like
still.
Probably 85% of the stuff that we've purchased that's been like, a purchase, y'all have seen.
Yes.
That other 15%, I got a couple things I ain't showed y'all yet that y'all gonna see eventually. But most of it, yeah, like, would you say a strong 85%?
Yeah.
Y'all have seen. It ain't we went shopping yesterday. I ain't going to show y'all that. But next week when we go, nah. we've been over here penny pinching for real.
And the reason why is because we were like.
We know we've been messing up past.
We didn't know how much we were going to have to pay in taxes. And I don't want the government to come asking for money that we did not put away and save. Well, you have to balance that with you got to have business expenses.
Well, right? We knowing that.
We were like.
We knew it, but we was like, well, we'll worry about that later.
Yeah, I was like, what you talking about? And so she was like, how much profit do you want to show? The more profit you show, the more taxes you have to pay out. And we were like, well, what do the white people do? We want to do what they do.
That's exactly what I said. What the white people be doing?
We want to do what they do.
They doing something right.
She went over some stuff that we needed to get. So we're about to spend money finally, you know, on the business so that we can kind of like
offset all of that.
Right. So this office, like we told y'all before, is getting redone. We're about to get all new equipment. But another big thing, this long story, is to get to the fact that we're now going to lease a vehicle in the possibility. Not saying it's a definite, because we haven't gone to do our research yet. There is a strong possibility that I will be getting my dream vehicle. And most people would think that it's not that big of a dream because it's a Lexus. I don't care what anybody else feels about a Lexus. I am excited. So, we might be leasing a Lexus so that... we will have another write-off because we were getting rid of this Expedition come hella high water because it had messed up so many goddamn times.
I planned on keeping it. I was like, you know what? She was like, nah.
I mean,
I never wanted that Expedition. I didn't want A4 at all. But when we came down to it of having another child and no vehicle to fit everybody in except for my truck uncomfortably, that was like the best bang for the buck we could get.
So I am... super excited to get
the dream vehicle. People are like, I know Kev didn't know. Most people that say like Lexus is not a dream vehicle are out of their mind. Because a brand new Lexus out the door, even the sedan, like you go look up a LS600, it's going to cost you like $120.
Yeah.
How is that not a dream vehicle? Most people don't make that in a year.
Right.
In this country.
And that was a big reason why
people look at, oh, you know, like my Maserati or Porsche. It's like, that's the same price. So how is mine not a dream and yours is?
So that's a big reason why I didn't like purchasing a Lexus outright, or like even getting a loan to buy it is not in our present day. I was not willing to invest that much money in a vehicle. I feel like I got to have a lot of money to waste.
Somebody's asking, Shay's asking this truck. It's LX570. The LX600 is coming out next year.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be out in time for us to get that one.
Because we need to get it in this year.
We can go up there and just give them a check. Like, here, go on, cash this. But this is what I want.
Right.
Whenever it comes. But knowing Lexus as hell, they'll drop it at the end of next year or something. Knowing them.
So, the spending $100,000 on a car is not the type of money I'm willing to spend right now, and I don't know when in life that'll be, but it's not this current. But the fact that we were talking about leasing, Marcus was like, well, if we leasing, you can get whatever you want. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. Because we know that the money that we're spending on the lease is keeping us from having to pay,
right?
Just giving money to
the government because it's sitting there.
So yeah, that's got me feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
What's got you feeling good?
Pretty much the same thing. It's bittersweet because as we were sitting there talking to the CPA and we were like, you know, how much do we need to spend to keep from owing? And she told us.
First
of all, every time we tell her, every time like we ask her something, this is like, so what do we owe on this? She does this kind of giggle. And I'll be like, why are you laughing? Because she knows like how we're going to react to it.
Right.
She was like, well. Like, you can hear her like over like rubbing her head like, y'all people is why I have a job.
Yes.
But she, the number she gave us, like, we were just like, I've never been so stressed on needing to spend money.
Right.
I was like, wait, huh?
I said, before the end of the year.
You realize this is like December 31st right now. Stuff is closed.
I was like, this is a lot of money. We go empty. I don't want to empty my account.
I was like, wait, we got to do what now? So that's like bitter. It's like, okay. And that's when I was telling Angel, I was like, all right, see, this is how, not in our case, because we ain't doing nothing that's going to create more income. But I was like, this, a lot of times, this is how the rich end up getting richer. Mm-hmm. It's like they make money.
Keep going.
And it's like, they make money and it's like, all right, I got to put this money somewhere. So they open a business or create another business,
mm-hmm,
that inevitably is going to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But they just needed to spend that money to start a business to sell the government, hey, I ain't pocketing this in the bank. It's going out towards something else. But then next year, that's going to have money. So now you got to buy something else. And it's this snowball effect that it just keeps growing and growing. And
yes.
Oh, why didn't we do that?
What?
We just go buy some Amazon stock.
Listen, we really don't know how this all works. Is why
that would actually be.
I don't know if that's considered a business expense. That isn't.
If we do it under our company,
I don't know how you
call her right now. I told her I'm gonna need a number. I'm gonna start texting. I'm just gonna pay her on per diem. It's like you're gonna have to start answering these text messages at 2 a.m. when I think of it.
Oh yes, Brittany, we definitely plan on taking a business retreat sometime. Oh,
absolutely.
In the near future, especially after this goddamn on tour and wore my head out. But if you all haven't noticed, your girl has been pulling everything together. You seeing face slim down. It's because I'm making better choices in the foods that I decide to eat. And one of those foods I eat is Monk Pack. Y'all, we've talked about Monk Pack before and they're a sponsor of today's episode. And we love them for so many reasons because they're really easy, like snack to get a hold of or even breakfast replacement. And it's super, I don't know if I want to use the word healthy because sometimes people be like, okay, I don't want anything healthy. But I can say this. It is a great option if you are focused on making healthier choices. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain only 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following the keto lifestyle, which I am not, and the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. That's the reason why I didn't want to say healthier, because sometimes I think people think when you say healthy that you're saying the taste is not going to be as good, but you're not going to get that with Monk Pack. And what's really great is the texture. You get chewy and crunchy at the same time because they're using really real nuts. So you're getting the crunch of that, but there's still like a chewiness that gives you like the satisfaction that you're eating something that's on the like sweeter side. But this ain't got you over here with 18 and 20 grams of sugar just throwing that in your mouth. They've got
y'all. I'll be running through them bars.
They've got really good flavors. Sea salt dark chocolate, caramel sea salt and peanut butter dark chocolate. I actually like both of them. I do love the combination of the peanut butter and the dark chocolate. Now, this is what I'll say because some people aren't like dark chocolate fans. That's the reason why I like it with the peanut butter, because even though peanut butter is not necessarily sweet, it does, I feel like, enhance the part of chocolate, the flavor of chocolate that you like. You know what I'm saying? Again, like traveling all this time. And, you know, we travel at weird times. So y'all know the later it gets, the less healthy options you have. Having these in my purse keep me from being in the drive-through of a what's those restaurants called? Fast food restaurant asking for french fries. I'm able to have my Monk Pack and be like, no, I'm good. Y'all can just drop me off at the hotel. So they're also gluten-free, plant-based, non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. And what's also great is that when you have a subscription, you save 10% on every order and ships directly to you automatically. And it helps from having to go to the store and find a healthy choice. You're getting healthier options shipped right to your door. So try for yourself and you'll see we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code ARGUE at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange your product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product, then enter the code ARGUE at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Monk Pack.
Let me close this. My bosoms is out here.
I'm sorry. Don't let them out. Get these views up.
Get these views up with these tatas. Okay, what's got you feeling some type of way?
The same thing. it's like, that's what I said, it's bittersweet needing to do certain things to keep from owing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's truly what it is. It's like all evolves around that.
Mm-hmm. What's got me feeling some type of way? Y'all get ready for this. Buckle in. As we have, if you're, you know, regular listeners of our podcast, one, thank you. But two, you probably are aware of the difficulties we have had
with
schooling, with
say it,
receiving the adequate and proper like resources for our children. So we're currently in the process of having one of our twins assessed for learning disabilities so that he can have an IEP, which is an individual education plan. These plans are put into place. They are legal binding documents that basically say these are the things that his teachers and resources he should be given so that he can excel in each grade, right? So because LAUSD, Los Angeles Public School System, is backlogged, especially from the pandemic, they put all assessments on halt, right? However, now that they are not on halt, we're back on the legal schedule, right? There is a timetable in which a school district has to respond to requests. The parent can give grace and waive those requests. I'm not that, and waive those calendars. I'm not that parent. You're going to do it on the thing. So we had them run the gamut with our child.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want every assessment. Talking about occupational therapy. I'm talking about a psychoanalysis. I'm talking about speech therapy. I mean educational, all of it. Behavioral. I want to know, right? Well, we've been having to drive our son, Marcus and me included, to the school that they will be attending in purpose for these assessments.
Which ain't close.
It's not close at all. Okay. But we've been doing it when they call, because we know that like they're having to like they're under the gun. So if they're like, hey, I have an availability on this day and this day, which one can you do? We're like this and we get them there. And so he had two longer ones. And I was like, I'm thinking, oh, they did all of it. Then the resource teacher, she emailed me. She was like, hey, I need to do Kai's thing. It's only going to be an hour. I drove him up there. Marcus had drove him up there for another one. Well, then yesterday, I get a phone call while I'm still flying in the air, so I don't get it until after I land. It's from the speech pathologist. And she's like, hey, I'm trying to schedule your child for his assessment for speech. Now, mind you, the IEP meeting is this Wednesday. So I'm thinking we've done everything, not realizing we hadn't done speech. She's like, if you could call me back, I only kind of work part-time. I don't know if we're going to be able to get everything scheduled. Now, mind you, they have a legal obligation to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
So
once that email goes out.
At noon, I called the school. This is when I noticed that I have the voicemail. Said, hey, is the speech pathologist there? They say, she's in there with another student. I said, okay, can I leave her a message for her to call my husband, because I knew I had to shoot and I didn't want her to miss the call. I didn't want to miss the call. She don't call back. I call the school again at like 3. Hey, is the speech pathologist there? Oh, she left. She didn't even check her message. Okay, I'm a little like, okay, now, lady, you messing up, because the meeting's on Wednesday of next week. She had the nerve to tell the assistant principal who has to put all this together, I have tried several times to contact this student's parent to schedule the speech assessment. She has not responded, so I will not be able to get it done in time for the IEP. And so now the assistant principal is like, do you want to hold off? Do you want to halt it? So I'm writing this long email like...
First of all, Angel done called me with an attitude. Did you get a phone? Because I don't be answering unknown numbers. It'd be like a 818-310-56, whatever it is. I'm like, if I know you, your number's in my phone, or I know the number by heart.
So I was like, check and see.
Check and see. Do you have it? I'm like, I got LA Unified. I said the two numbers that I always call me. Was it calling for one of them? She's like, no, it's a 310. I'm looking. I said, I don't have to check yesterday, Angel. There's not one in my phone.
I said, no, okay. So I'm going through my, and now I keep every voicemail. I don't be erasing voicemails, right? I'm going through my voicemails. Like, do I have another message from her? I'm checking from a month back, right? Because they all call me. They don't call him. So prior to me leaving his number yesterday, they wouldn't have called him. I don't see no voicemail from her. I then go into my email. I search her name in my inbox. I don't see her name. I go to my junk. I don't see her name. And so I'm writing. This email is getting longer and longer and longer. And then I said, whoo, you know what? Let me just call the school and talk to the assistant principal. And so she picks up. And I said, hey. She said, how you doing? I said, listen, I'm trying to come up off this anger. But I just want to call you because I received your email. She's like, yes. I said, I just want to make you aware that the speech pathologist contacted me for the first time yesterday. The reason why I know that to be true is because I don't erase my voicemails. And I checked all of my voicemails, and she has yet to leave me one since before yesterday. And in her voicemail, she did not say, "Miss Tanksley, this is my fourth or fifth. I have been trying to reach you." Right. I said, instead, she told me why she didn't think she was going to be able to get it done because she works part-time, very part-time. I said, I also checked my emails. So unless she has receipts of otherwise, she lied because she waited till the last minute and can no longer get him in on time. And she said, oh, I'm not, you know, there's several reasons why she probably didn't tell the truth, but that's what she said. I literally gave you her exact verbiage because I did not want to say something she didn't say. She said, so those were her exact words. And I was like, her exact words are lies. I said, you can even verify it with the secretary in the front office who created the note to leave her that she forgot to check. And she was like, I'm going to tell her she needs to because I was like, so basically she was saying she couldn't. I said, why can't she get it done Monday? Why can't she have my child up there? She was like, this process of the speech pathology is a few days. Right. She was like, so she can't. And I said, so that's what that's what it really is. She waited too late already, because when I got her message on Monday, I was willing to take that child up to the school that day to start it. But because she didn't hit me back, it didn't happen.
Right.
I said, you didn't made me up. And so she's like, I'm gonna make sure. She said, she took my number down, Marcus' number down, my email. She said, I'm gonna tell her she has to reach out to you and she has to start his assessment on Monday. She's like, good thing is we can still determine whether or not he gets services for the meeting on Wednesday. So you don't have to, you know, that doesn't change that. Oh, when she calls. You think I'm
glad Angel told me. In case she called me, I know what kind of heat to approach her with.
I said, well, we not about to do what you're not about to do. Yeah. The truth on yourself.
Explanation.
I need an apology. And I need you to also go back to the assistant principal and tell her you lied. So yeah. She understands the type of person that is assessing my child, just in case you. Got me feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, what?
Gonna do the what with the what? We didn't do what?
You have tried calling several times. Who did you? Must have called Tyrone because you didn't call me.
Yeah, you ain't call nobody over here.
Listen, I might forget to post brand deals. There's a lot of things I might forget, but if you call me by my child, I'm gonna call you back.
Yeah, because that's a voicemail that will get answered. Or respond to on my end, even if I do ignore it. I'm like, all right, who is this? Oh, let me call him back. That's the thing. No voicemail, nothing. Like, you can't say nothing.
You cannot tell me. I'm like, I want the receipts, though. I want the receipt. You ain't getting off the hook.
Yeah, do we need to pull up phone bills?
Because I'm willing. Willing and able.
Here's mine.
I can't even. So. We're going to come out of that to tell you about a company that I am in love with. I actually have on their earrings right now. And it is Ana Luisa. I'm actually doing a lot of content with them, which I'm really excited about it because I really like their pieces. Ana Luisa is just, so nice.
It's the bee's knees.
It's the bee's knees. They literally have some of the most gorgeous... Oh my gosh. Some of the most gorgeous jewelry that I've been able to get. And the pricing is so fair. It's only like $39. And they release new jewelry collections every single Friday. So if you didn't see something you liked last Friday, you can come on over next Friday and look to see what else you like. What is really great is that, they've got some really great deals coming up right now. And one of the deals they have is you can get 20% off. It's one of their biggest sales of the year. Again, their pieces start at $39. I like that. So they don't really, they're not out here wasting, not making more pieces than necessary. Use really noble metals. Mm-hmm. And they offset their carbon footprint. And also give back to the planet. So again, recently, at the beginning of one of the vlogs, I think this past week, I showed you a collection of stuff I got. This, again, I said is one of the earrings. If you're watching the podcast on my YouTube channel currently, I have in their earrings. I wear their rings every single day. I mean, their stuff is so nice. So again, you can get 20% off if you go to shop.annalouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's 20% off at shop.annalouisa.com/argue.
Argue.
And we thank Ana Luisa for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Ana Luisa. You need to spell it out.
Oh, yeah, I'll spell it for you. ANALUISA.com. Again, that's ANALUISA.com. And while slash we're put that slash argue on there so you can let them know we sent you over there. Appreciate you. We also want to take time to mention our other sponsor of the day, and that is Ritual. Can you say Ritual, Amar? Say Ritual. They can't hear you say Ritual. Yeah. Ritual is the multivitamin that your body has been wanting and needing.
Let me tell you.
Okay, gaps in your diet shouldn't be ignored, okay? Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s, okay? Well, Ritual's essential for women 18 years older plus multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill in nutritional gaps in diets of women ages 18 plus. It is formulated with nutrients to help support her brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. And they don't stop right there. Okay, they invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of essential for women 18 plus vitamin. So as a result, it showed an increase of vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. What I love about Ritual is that they ship you your, you hear this little baby? See, I need my multivitamins so I can keep up with these kids. They ship you your monthly supply directly to your house. You don't have to worry about running out to the store when you're about to run out. They come directly to you, and they're just made so well. They're bioavailable. Your body just really understands, and they're delayed release also makes them just the bee's knees, all right? So this is what we want you to do. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
And then turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. So let's find out what today's topic is, because I don't know. My husband knows, but what is it?
You already kind of hit on it. So, and this actually, I thought about this yesterday and the day before of everything that's going on. So, today's topic is, what is it that you see yourself doing within the next year or within the next 12 months that you did not see yourself doing last year this time?
Oh my gosh. And next year, what am I going to be doing?
Yeah, what do you see? Like, even now, what are you planning to do? or what are you, all of that that you did not think was even possible last year this time?
Driving
us. Just giving God his flowers right now is what we're doing.
Listen, you look like you got some ideas, so you, hey.
You go start your own podcast.
Okay, you.
So I got a few. I'm gonna start with one. The first one is, I know he's been into something.
Yes, he's been into some sort of perfume.
He smells good.
Yes, he smells amazing. Go ahead.
So one thing I'd see myself doing sooner than later. Actually, this will probably be within the next 3 or 4 months, is having another podcast outside of this one. Amar.
Go ahead.
Having another podcast outside of this one. Y'all know, especially, well, this time last year, we were already going pretty strong with this. But it was just like, all right, we're just going to do what we need to do to grow this podcast and to keep it interesting. People that follow us, they are here. And we want to keep them engaged. And that was. Hey, Lee, go see what Sai's doing. And we want to keep them engaged. And that's like the main focus, is to keep this going. But this podcast is still going pretty well. We don't see this stopping no time soon. But then adding another one outside of that is not 100% in line with me and Angel are doing, or even anything that we have going on right now. So stepping into that lake of, okay, here's another podcast. Do I want to do this? Why not? It's the bread out theory. Like I don't know where I heard it, but I always use it the bread theory. It's like when you want to do something and you say, oh, somebody's already doing it. It's like next time you have your thought, go to the grocery store, walk in the bread aisle.
I've heard people use water.
Water, so. Yeah. But yeah, it's like it's 1,000 different breads and it's all bread. But guess what? They all getting sold and bought. So that's one major thing that I see. Like last year, if you asked me, it was like, so you gonna do another podcast? I'm like, no, we doing this one. Like, why would I do that? So it's definitely something that I see.
I don't know.
No idea. You do have one. Talk about the Lexus. Go see what size it is.
It's
definitely something of yours.
With some, I know
that he got into.
I have no idea what perfume my son has dipped his hands in, but he is smelling perfume like. I'm really trying to think of what I. Yes, driving my Lexus is not something that I thought that I would be doing. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I am excited about doing that. What is?
Come on. What?
No, I'm really trying to think. I do have an idea of another business that I'm
that we're willing to put out right now. That it's like, all right, I don't want. Well, you speak on stuff. Me, I like to.
I speak on this.
Yeah, I like to build it and then reveal it.
I am thinking about it. Will require me to go over to China first of all. So we can.
All right, I'm hearing this for the first time. With y'all right now.
I am thinking about coming out with a hair braiding line of hair that has been actually okay, so here's the issue. Let me rewind. A lot of braiding hair, the chemicals they put on it tears up your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Like there have been times where I've put braids in and had to take them out immediately because of how they are. So a lot of times I have to soak them in vinegar to remove all of those chemicals. There are a couple of brands now that I've seen that has started to advertise. They've already been vinegar rinsed.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to come out with my own braiding hair, lock hair, twist hair, especially because it's kind of becoming my own thing. So and I just don't feel like there's enough black women in the hair industry when it comes to supplying
who
does hair.
Who purchases more hair care products than black women?
Oh no, we fund it, but we're not the owners of it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, own that ish.
Yes, I would do crochet hair, any synthetic hair. I want to do, but I would have to. The only way to make it feasible is that I can't have middlemen. I would need to go directly to a supplier, and the suppliers of this hair are in China. Even people who
you, Frank Lucas said, you go to the man that's making it.
Yeah.
I don't want it cut. I want it pure, uncut, raw.
Yes, Natasha, in our Patreon, I usually soak my hair before I use it. I soak it for like 10 minutes. Then it has to dry out. It's like, it's so much.
How many times I done got that phone call? Would you look over by the sink and in bowls and put my hair out?
So, yeah. Hypoallergenic hair for black women so that their hair or their scalp is not getting irritated with all these harsh chemicals that they're using. And even people who do like who have natural hairlines, like human hairlines, they're getting their hair from overseas. They to be able to actually make a profit. So I would love to have angel hair, basically. Launch sometime next year. I had that idea. I don't know.
That's dope.
I was
just the name Angel Hair. Yeah.
I think that would be. I think it would be
Angel Hair. Pasta now. Hair. Ready
fire. So, but yeah, that would be the thing. I would just have to find the supplier. Really, I want it to be like nice hair, so that when the braider is braiding it, there's some hair out there. There'd be like, it feels like it's gonna cut your fingers. When you're braiding it, it is just the fibers are so tough, but like softer hair. So that's one thing. I literally had the idea when we were walking in the airport. I don't remember which city, but I've had this idea maybe 2 weeks ago. And I just kind of put it, shelved it. But yeah, you like that idea?
Yeah, it's dope.
That'd be
fire. Lit.
That'd be fire.
It would be.
I don't know. Somebody was like, Marley or Kaneklon. I don't know. It would take me like talking to the supplier, them sending me samples, me figuring out which one and just the most premium quality braiding hair that you can just order online. And it's shipped out to you.
Yeah, it's dope. I have another. Actually, I've not made a lot of moves, but I already have like a lot of the idea written down. And this is something that once I thought about it, I just like, it just hit like a ton of bricks. Like, I need to do this. And that's coming out with my own clothing line, like as far as like track suits and stuff.
Where did that idea come from?
You.
I just wanted you to tell
me. Angel gave me the idea because I like track suits. I actually like how they, when they do fit right. And when every time I go look for them, I can't find any that fit me right. Only ones that fit me right really is Adidas. They do a really good job. However, I think about somebody my size, my height, but let's say they were 15 to 20 pounds heavier than me. There's no way they'd be able to find an Adidas tracksuit that fit them right. And then, you know, one of my favorite brands is actually Nike. Nike's tracksuits are trash. Nike's track shoes is probably the worst thing that they do. They're never long enough. The pants are way too short. Their sizes are very limited. Anytime you go into a Foot Locker or any type of Nike store or whatever, if you're my size or anywhere around it, if you put on a track suit, it's going to be like, who was this made for? Like, they stop getting long. They make them for basketball players, so why can't they make them for somebody slightly shorter than I ain't even slightly short. I'm the height of a lot of basketball players. But it's like, y'all see them in their own tracksuits. They all Nike. Why can't y'all put them in regular stores? And we talk to our stylists, and it's just like, oh, no, you probably usually have to know like a basketball player to get something that fits. I'm like, are you serious? Like, how trash is that? That is like the most trash. And like everybody else is like, Adidas is killing the game. Their suits fit so nice on me. But I said, you know what? I want to come out. And Angel's like, why don't you just come out with your own? And I was like, You know, it's like taking LSD. It's like, oh my God. Because it's like, I would make my sizes cater to everybody from short, skinny, and petite to tall, thick, and large.
I thought you were just dealing with tall men.
No, I'm dealing with everything. Well, let's start. I already came up with the sizing category. Slim, I don't know what the middle was going to be, and thick.
Oh, yeah. I remember us talking about that.
Like, and that's how I wanted to really, any whatever size you are, it's going to always be, almost be like you can go to this sizing chart and find what size you need, and that's what it's going to be. And it can still be a general sizing chart. It don't have to be exact. Like, oh, I'm a 38, I'm not a 36, this won't fit. It's still going to fit comfortably, it fit nice, but I was like, nobody makes anything that, like, truly caters to that. Like me, I'm in that middle ground. If I go to big and tall, it's going to be way too big and way too tall. If I go to normal stuff, it's going to be too small and too short. But that's mainly what triggered it, because I had two different Nike tracksuits. I was like, these don't fit right. Actually, Angel ordered me one, and I wore it once, and it was already halfway too short. But as soon as I washed it, it was curtains. And I'm like, Nike should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good material. Right now, I'm just coming up with designs, because I don't want it to be like, I don't want to draw... I don't want my name to be drawn to it. Like, oh, this is Tay. I just want it to look nice. And if somebody sees it and they like it, they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
Look at the old phone doing 18 million things. It is. Yeah,
my phone's so old.
His phone be like, I'm going to do this now.
I know this phone was 6 years.
Yeah, I think you've had it longer than that. I feel like you didn't have this phone.
People be trying, oh, yo, Android ain't got no camera. Y'all know how old this camera is on my Android?
That thing. Etch-a-sketch. That's the camera. This is an etch-a-sketch.
Sorry, they're still doing the thing, though.
Well, speaking of history, being able to capsulize stories is something that I feel like is beautiful, especially in families, and being able to hand those things down. Well, this holiday season, I want to be able to give my loved ones something that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationship we share. And that is why I'm giving everyone I care about Storyworth. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. Every week, Storyworth emails you, your relative, or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? Ooh, these are great podcast questions as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, they do ask some really great questions. My mom.
Thank you, Storyworth, for the next five. For the next five topics we do.
I gave this as a gift to my mom about a year or so ago. It's so dope. Well, after 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I am the keeper of photos in my family. I have photos of my grandmother, of great grandparents. I have pictures of all of my nieces and nephews as they grew up, my sisters and I as we grew up. And being able to have these for keepsake books for everybody, they also will be able to have a piece of the stuff that I've been carrying around, right? To be able to go into these memories. And that's one reason why I love photos, is to be able to take me back to those times. Like, we're all getting older. I'm 41. Marcus is about to be 40 this year. And
next year.
Yes, next year in 2022. And I really do feel like we have to cherish the lives that we've been given, the relationships that we've been given. And so I do think this is a great way to reconnect, especially if your loved one or friend, it doesn't live in the same place as you. It just gives you a chance to really connect. And reading the weekly stories does help you connect with your loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. I always tell this example of my mother realizing she had never had a slumber party when they asked, when was your first slumber party? And so for her 70th birthday, she had her first slumber party, and it was all because Storyworth had brought it up. So with Storyworth, I'm giving those I love a most thoughtful personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. I am giving this to my best friends because we've been best friends for 30 years. Go to storyworth.com/argue and save $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/argue to save $10 off your first purchase. Thank you, Storyworth, for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Storyworth.
Careful of leaning all the way in. It cracks the
My bad.
Okay, so I want to see some of your designs.
All right.
I'm like, you got designs? I ain't seen the designs. I want to see the designs. I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot of producing behind the camera next year.
Mm-hmm.
Producing content for Marcus, producing content for myself, and I also think I'll be producing content for Kev On Stage Studio streaming services.
You didn't see that coming?
No. I had told him, I was like, once my paper's right, I want to fund a project that and produce a project that I am not in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what that'll be yet.
It'll be something that's starring me.
Oh, that's what you want me to do?
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing my stuff anyway.
I was doing your stuff for our platform.
Yeah, hell with Kev.
I'm talking about for the Kev On Stage Studio streaming services that I plan on funding.
Well, if I do something over there, it's gonna be you too. You and Marquita.
Producing?
Mm-hmm.
Marquita is expensive.
It's gonna be worth it. She better be good.
I'm good too. Listen, I'm good. I am actually a really great producer. So stretching
except
my...
for the intro of the part of the vlog.
The intro of our vlog is amazing. We are about to shoot another one. I think
it's not trash. It's actually great. I'm trash in it.
You
that was stupid.
You're not smart, Marcus. You
got
are...
me doing the Eddie Wins. I hate it so much,
Marcus.
And I fought it when we did it.
The fact that you think that you're smiling.
All right, I'm not smiling. But what I'm doing in there is straight up corny.
That's the whole purpose of it.
No, it's not. Ain't nobody corny in that but me.
Oh my God. Tony Baker, the emoji he uses now when he's trying to pick on me is this. Because I do it so much in the thing. I'm like, that chick, Angel, no. Deuces, that chick, deuces.
No, it's awful.
I promise
anyway,
I am corny.
Go ahead. I'm cornier.
Well, let's get the corny.
You corny hill. I'm corny mountain. That's the difference.
I'm corny universe. Galaxy.
Galaxy.
Yeah. I am.
You went from universe to galaxy. All right, I'm universe then.
Is the universe bigger?
Universe is all of it. Galaxy.
I'm mega universe. Corny.
Mega universe?
Yeah. It's the bigger.
No, it's only one.
No, because
Yuna
the
is
mega
one.
Universe is also dealing with the
subconscious. Well, I'm a multiverse.
I'm a mega multiverse. It was not. We're gonna crank up the corniness. Listen, we're gonna be shooting our 12 days. I'm not 12 days.
Oh,
Vlogmas.
Yeah.
Vlogmas
is coming. You ain't gonna be able to do Vlogmas. You're gonna be gone.
We're gonna have Aubrey editing everything. We're doing Vlogmas. Y'all hear that baby?
I locked the door on him. Mommy!
I also plan on doing a phenomenal trip. Oh, this is what I really do want to do, but I gotta figure out if he gonna let me. If you gonna let me. I turn 20 years old in Delta next year. I can't even believe it. Go let that baby in.
He's a hater.
I turn.
What do you want?
I plan on taking a trip to Greece, with my line sisters. Oh, come here.
Crying.
To celebrate.
You going where?
I would like
to. You ain't going nowhere. You've been gone enough.
No, I'll be here all year. I just want to take a short ladies trip to with my sands for our 20th year in Delta. It's our anniversary. Mm-hmm. To Greece.
No. Should have thought about that before this year.
You get to go somewhere?
No. Not going to Greece. Where am I going?
Wherever you want to go. You want to go to Africa?
Not with you.
Okay, you get to go by yourself. You get to go
home. I'm going to pick a people of my choosing.
You can choose whomever.
I don't know, goddamn Greece. You going to Greece without me? No.
You don't care about Greece.
I know, but you ain't going without me.
Okay, you can come too.
I ain't going with them heifers. You ain't going. No.
So I'll be going to Greece next year with my line sisters. I didn't get to go to Centennial because of you.
How's that because of me?
Because we were supposed to be celebrating our anniversary that same weekend. And then you told me as we
got... You wanted to get married, not me.
No. You told me as we got closer, too close to the date, I wasn't able to take off that week. We're celebrating the following week. So I could have went.
They weren't doing nothing.
Yes, they were. What? They were all there. So.
What you want, boy?
Going to Greece. Athens. Athens, no. Greece.
Tell him to turn his off, too.
Y'all you go take play a shower. Switches. You go. Athens, Greece.
Tell him I said turn it off.
That's where we're going.
Thank you. You ain't going to Athens, Greece.
Fall. Somebody asked if I'm spring or fall. Fall. I'm excited about that trip. We're going to take some gorgeous photos.
I am starting my fleet of old school. Look, this is what inspired it. Look at this color. Look at this beautiful. Y'all see that? This beautiful blue.
It's, if you're not watching.
Yeah, if you ain't watching, it's like a deep, dark. When the, like a Kentucky deep blue or something.
When the lights aren't hitting it, it looks black.
It's yeah, super dark. I've always said it. It has to be the purple or blue. Purple or blue and so dark, like even at night it's going to look black. But when the sun hits it, it's like, oh, that's blue.
Fleet. How many is in a fleet?
Who knows?
Are you saying this because I want to go to Greece?
No.
It sounds like you're saying the way you said it. Mm-mm. Because you know how I feel about continuing to add cars to this house. I feel like that's...
You had a problem with them being here. They won't be here. I already found somewhere to store them. Mm.
I have the problem with one additional one being here.
Ain't going to be no additions being here. None of them going to be here.
No. After that, I have problems with additions.
Oh, yeah, well, it's too bad. Fleet! You hear me?
What?
Oh, the cars you're going to see.
Why is this?
The colors, the motors. Oh, I realize that's what I love. And I was like, one day, I'm going to have me an old school. Then it was like, one day, I'm going to have me some old schools. And it's like, oh, next year, I'm going to have me some old schools. Y'all going to see how I love it. Y'all going to see me build this fleet. Y'all want to see that?
Well, yeah. Let us know on the Patreon to get the fleet.
Let us know.
And your CEO. Listen, the CFO is going to get sat down.
There's going to be a Mopar in there.
The CFO.
Write-offs, exactly.
The CFO is about to be sat down.
Sat down.
You're about to be sat down, CFO.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit your own self down. Amar's going to take over. He's handling money fleet. Better. Yes. Amar can handle money better.
It's going to rival Jay Leno and Raymond. What's his name?
No.
What's his real name? I don't want that many cars. That's a lot of cars.
If my house ain't paid for,
it's going to be paid for. Don't worry about that eventually.
CFO is getting sat down. And wait a minute. Tell them what you'll be doing. How you'll be making that money. For your car.
Do the stuff we're doing now. No. And what?
I'm surprised.
Chill out.
I'm surprised. He's fine, Marcus. He ain't. I'm surprised you didn't mention this when we were talking about In My Feelings.
He
What? Your good news.
Hey! Y'all, guess what? Guess who got... What is it, a manager?
Manager.
A manager now. I got a manager now, y'all. We don't have contact at all. Because Angel hasn't sent over... She hasn't linked us together yet. It's been days now. Somebody's hating. She don't want me to build this fleet, but it's already happening. Yeah, I got a manager, so I'm going to start getting these brand deals, y'all. Cranking them out.
So I, being the amazing partner and wife.
Hey, chill out. You're going to give yourself a headache, and then we're going to have to listen to you whining. Stop it.
Don't yell at him. I am being the amazing wife and partner and business partner. I waited for Marcus to really start cranking out content, getting his numbers up, and he did.
Got them up.
Marcus hasn't posted in a while because he was having some issues last week. But so he's about to be back on it.
We're back on it.
So I talked to the people who represent me. And they were like,
we would love.
That's exactly the word.
To work with Marcus. I was like,
Marcus was smiling like a kid on the phone.
Would you?
So yeah, he's super excited. And I have to write the email to connect them so that he can get his paperwork, sign his papers. And he will be out here in these streets.
Out here in these streets.
Making these brandies.
Yeah. Buying fleets.
A whole mess.
Nah, no, I don't know. Like, for real, that was like a huge mile. Actually, we're going to pop a bottle of that tonight. That's a big milestone. Angels always ask me, like, what are you really, really into? I love cars, but I don't want to sit and just drone on and on talking about all the technical aspects of a car and the torque and the transmission. This, because the people that follow me ain't into that. You can go to any other YouTube channel and see and hear about all that stuff. However, I just have a love for cars. And I'm like, why can't I just go ahead and do what I love? Just drive cars. So y'all going to see that. Because I have noticed, even though I looked at my... babe.
I'm sorry.
I looked at my insights and like it was 80. Now it's like 78% of my following is women.
Oh yeah.
Traditionally, women are into cars the way men are, but anytime I do stuff on cars, I get a lot of feedback on it. So I'm like, y'all gonna get this car content too.
The tanks.
And we got we got to do research on Angel's truck that we gonna get, and you know the Silverado ain't gonna be around forever.
They ain't gonna be around at all.
It might be. I don't know. I ain't made no hard decision on getting rid of my truck yet.
Oh, well, then everything changes. That is the whole
thing. We're going to talk about it.
So I might not be getting Lexus. So take that off, guys.
We're going to buy a whole bunch of shares of somebody's stock. Or a bunch of stock of something. I don't know. We don't know. We'll see. We got to talk about that. I ain't got a chance to talk to you about it, Chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey. Both of y'all.
Because we came up to an agreement. I thought, don't bite me.
Not He's nice. Been doing that a lot, too. He'll just go and bite the most random stuff. This boy needs a muzzle.
In a Marvel.
Tanks rises. Rises. Tanks riders. Mount up. What it is? I got to find that video. There's a video I've been looking for the Tanks riders. And it's so dope. And I can't find it. It used to pop up on my Instagram feed all the time. But it's like it literally is the epiphany of what I envision when I say Tanks Riders. What's Marcus doing? Go see what Marcus is doing.
Go tell.
Go get his Nintendo Switch and bring it here.
Go get the Switch. We're going to be putting Amar in daycare.
Yes, he's going to daycare. The twins are going in school. All the work I'm about to get done. They got their first round.
They got their first COVID vaccine shot mm-hmm. yesterday. We're going to make Amar fight COVID butt naked.
Yeah.
Butt ass naked. Don't tell him when that.
He can fight it off.
Don't tell him when that vaccine's coming out.
I'm pretty sure he had COVID. that when we got back after we traveled, and I'm pretty sure I had it again too, because I had them same symptoms, but they were very mild. Me and Amara were very sick at the same time.
When?
When we got back from...
When all the kids in... but I had taken... we all were had similar, like, being stopped up. I took a COVID test.
Okay. You took a COVID test when I definitely had it.
But I'm saying we all had similar symptoms.
I don't care.
You didn't have no COVID.
Yeah, I did. He did, too.
I had no COVID. Had no COVID. You ain't have no COVID.
Anyway, y'all, it's getting hot in this office.
You hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You real hot.
Why you... All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hey, Man Shit is back up and going. So make sure y'all go to the website.
You got a bunch of Man Shit, out.
M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. Stop. Why you always acting goofy at the end? M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.com. That's Man Shit. It's my 100% all-natural beard and body butter. Make sure you check that out. Orders is coming in steadily. I'm getting the orders out. It's I know. It's
Oh, magnets.
It's been great. Make sure you go to you can get it on
Come on. Come
Spread
on.
Spread shirt.
There you go.
Spread shirt. What is Teespring?
That's we have good dads be like them ugly shirts.
Oh, them ugly shirts. I need to put them over on Spread shirt.
No, we're about to start hiring real
anyway,
designers.
Zoom in. You can go to Spread shirt. You can go on Instagram. Get the link there. You can go to Spreadshirt. Is it Spreadshirt.com? It's Tank's merch. You can go over and find it.
They said, what's up with Queen Shit?
Queen Shit? Y'all gonna get... I need some time. Look, when I get these boys... When I get everybody up out of this house... I wish I could do it while Angel was still on tour. Y'all know how blissful my days would be.
You can. You will. Stop researching his daycares.
I did. I started looking last week.
You ain't showing me nothing.
I ain't found nothing promising. But yeah, Queen Shit is coming, y'all. Scented Man Shit is coming. It's all coming. I just need some time. Tracksuits is coming. The fleet of old schools is coming. Athens, Greece ain't going nowhere. It's going to be over there. You.
Him.
Soon enough. All right, fam.
Please check out our sponsors. They are Monk Pack,
Anna Louise, Ritual, and Storyworth. Anna Louisa and Storyworth.
Wait a minute. Ritual and Storyworth. Please check out our sponsors. Because when you check them out, you check us out. Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you would like to be able to see this foolishness live or hear it live, oh, no, you can't hear it live. You have to see it live. You need to join our Patreon.
Hear it live next week.
Join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Subscribe to That Chick Angel TV so that you can see Vlogmas, because we got to make up for last year because we ended early because somebody got sick. And what else?
Your boy Kobe walked all up into the spot.
Yes.
Said, what's happening? Pat me on the shoulder. I said, you raggedy bastard.
Let's fix this chain. Also, follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram. Marcus Ain't on the Book. You can follow me at That Chick Angel. At That Chick Angel on all platforms.
One of y'all go get in the shower. I don't care.
And I guess that's it, right, babe?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all come back next week. Love y'all. Have a good one.
Bye.